Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I so look forward to spending time with you today, this week, in what the Lord has for us to share out of His Word. And if you're a new listener, we pray that you are blessed and that God will meet your needs. He will be Jehovah Jireh to you. Everything that we stand in need of, whether it's spiritually, circumstantially, emotionally, physically, He is our healer. Jesus said, "It is finished." And so we thank you for joining us today. And as always, let's just ask the Lord's blessing upon our time together. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can gather in the Spirit. Lord, miles separate us and so many different ways of life, walks of life, circumstances. But Lord, if we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we're part of one big family. And Lord, we know that your thrust, your purpose throughout the ages, but increasingly more so in the times in which we are living. Lord, we know that we're in the end days, that the signs of the times around us, the prophetic word and the revelation of Scripture that is before our eyes, we know, Lord, that the time is short. And so, Father, your heart is that whomsoever will would come and drink freely of the waters of life. Jesus is the water of life. He's the living Word of God. And so, Father, we honor you, and we pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom and discernment as the sons of Issachar, that we would know what Israel ought to do. We're not just speaking, Lord, of natural Israel, but the one new man that you have created, Jew and Gentile alike, one family. Lord, you don't have multiple families. You have one family. And you right now, Lord, you're going out seeking that lost sheep. And so, Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for backsliders returning to you. And Lord, for those who are listening, so, Lord, some so committed and in their walk with you and desirous of being surrendered and yielded to your plan for their lives. Father, I thank you for the illumination of the Holy Spirit, the empowering of the Holy Spirit, that we can fulfill the destiny, the plans that you had created for us even before the world began. And we honor you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, beloved, the most important thing is that we can align ourselves with God's heart. This is the mark of maturity. You know, just as a little child, a baby is just concerned about its natural needs, physical needs, and as it grows emotionally and the things that it desires and wants, as we grow naturally, we then learn how to be a productive and effective member of society. We're not a hermit living off somewhere in the mountains by ourselves, but we interact in society. And so there are certain things that must be learned, and it is God's plan that the original family, the family unit that God ordained, father and mother and children, that God would use the parents to train them up in the way that they should go with godly instruction from the Word of God. And so God does have a plan, and right now He's building His family. There is revival going on around the world. We may not see it in our immediate vicinity, but beloved, God is doing that, and we are living in very critical times here in America. And if we ever needed to get on our knees or to pray and intercede, whatever, it's not the posture, it's your heart connection with God, and look at our own lives, and where the first thing revolves around is our surrender to God. Again, that that passage in Scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by me in my name will humble themselves and pray. And so we will find great joy and freedom and deliverance when we can focus our heart, our mind on what God has for us to do day by day. It does not mean that you have to be on a street corner or in a public ministry or pulpit to fulfill God's plan. He has created a wonderful body in the earth, and Jesus is the head of it. And I've always been totally convinced that he's well able to manage the affairs of his house. And so we're going to talk about the secret of success, if you will, in the Lord's work. And to do that, we're going to go back to an Old Testament book, the book of Ezra. Now, I know, and I've been places where many preachers say, you know, we're under a new covenant. We just really need to focus on the New Testament. Well, the New Testament is wonderful. It describes the fullness of the new covenant. But beloved, we cannot understand the new covenant unless we cherish and read and comprehend what God laid out in a sequential order, the plan of redemption beginning in Genesis for mankind. You cannot separate them. You can't focus on the Old Testament. You only have a partial truth, but it's the whole Word of God we need to embrace. And so there are lessons to be learned. I love the Old Testament. I love the whole Word of God, beloved, and I pray that's your heartfelt feelings as well. But we're going to be looking at one particular text. We will be looking at various verses and chapters, but the text I want to share with you is Ezra 6:14. They, referring to the people of natural Israel who were commissioned at that time to build the house of the Lord, they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai and Zechariah. Now, in terms of what does that mean? In terms of some definitions, I heard that prophesy just refers to preaching. Well, yes, you can accept that, but also it means the prophetic word of the Lord. While it is my belief that no modern prophet carries the weight and absolute accuracy of the Old Testament prophets, it was quite simple. You had to speak the word of the Lord. It had to be fulfilled or you were stoned. And of course, God knew they had a special calling and unction on their lives because it was from their words, the word of God was written down and collected and kept for us through the ages, through the centuries. And so it says they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai and Zechariah. And they were prophets, but this refers to, and how we can relate it to our lives today, Spirit-led direction and cooperation and unity of leadership. We need the direction of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and beloved, we will see great progress, great success, great rejoicing of God's heart when we can cooperate and be united in the Spirit, especially the leadership. Remember Psalm 133, I think I ministered on that not too long ago. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It says the precious ointment upon the head that went down the beard, even down Aaron's beard to the skirts of his garment, as the dew upon Hermon, as the dew upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing forevermore. God blesses when we are in unity. He blesses us, our person. Let's look about this or look at this in an individual way. We're body, soul, and spirit. And so when our body and our soul are aligned with our spirit man to honor and worship God, there's unity, there's success, there's spiritual joy, there's a knowledge of going forward in the things of God. That's just on a personal level. But just think, if we would lay aside differences, and I'm not speaking anything that contradicts the word of God. But if God's people, I mean, there are many things that some church denominations or some churches hold as beliefs, but yet they are not backed by scriptural admonition. And so, beloved, it is important that we pray for unity in the body of Christ. I mean, I'm hearing the words of prophets that are speaking to where we're at right now. And the time we are living in is crucial. What will How will the church respond? Will we pray? Will we intercede? Will we have the right attitude? Will we turn in repentance from our sin in our lives, from things that have held us back from moving on with God? How will we react? How will we respond to what God is saying to us in this hour? And so this verse, they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai and Zechariah, is key to the situation described in the 3rd through 6th chapter of Ezra. But that also includes the principles, beloved. Yes, this is a historical book. Yes, it was to natural Israel. But God's principles are eternal. He doesn't change. And while he, for example, somebody said, well, look, he changed his mind. Look what, you know, Nineveh and Jonah prophesied the overthrow of it. And guess what? It didn't happen. God reserves the right. He has foreknowledge. He knows the end from the beginning. He's Alpha and Omega. And so he is a God of absolute justice and judgment and beauty and truth and perfection, all powerful, all knowing. And so God's way, as for God, his way is perfect. The way of the Lord is right. And those of us who've walked with the Lord, those of us who've had a revelation of Jesus, we've come to love that aspect of our God because he is so beautiful. He is truth. There's no wickedness, no perverse way in him, no darkness whatsoever. Praise God. Well, beloved, I've done nothing more than share an introduction. So I pray, should your schedule allow, you'll be able to be with me tomorrow. If any time you're not able to do that, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen at any time. And some of you, beloved, I know from letters that have come in, partners or new people writing in, there's some very difficult struggles, difficult times. God's people are being pressed against the wall, if you will. Why? To make us strong for the closing moments of this age of time. And so I invite you to write, and the announcer will share our contact information. If you'd like a personal response, I invite you to share your mailing address, but I will pray, I will confirm receipt of your email. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll continue on tomorrow. I pray that you'll be able to be with me. God bless you. I love you and pray for you every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.